Welcome, darlings, to another episode of Joyfully Serving, a podcast from Rosella LaFever. To be really honest with you, I'm still allowing a new podcast name to come to me. This doesn't feel quite fully aligned, but I don't know what the fully aligned one is yet. So we will still rally under this banner for now. And whenever the podcast changes its name, you will obviously see that. I don't know why I feel like I needed to say that for now, but there it is. So again, welcome to this episode. Today we're talking about time abundance. It is a mindset that I have held for nearly a decade at least. And I really just wanted to float some new ideas past you about time and space and allowing yourself to have all the time that you want to do all the things that are important to you and just to really be in this life and have a good life, right? So thank you for investing this time in yourself. I'm not sure how long the episode will be, obviously, but I'm going to try to keep it short and highly potent. So, woohoo! So, I think I want to start by kind of going over one of my earliest points where I remember sort of recognizing that I have a different relationship with time than other people do. And that was when I was in college. I graduated in 2013, so it was before then that I had this realization that other people would say they didn't have time for things even after they'd made verbal and maybe even written commitments. And I was at the time taking 5 classes each semester. I was doing unpaid internships, usually virtually, for publications because I was a journalism student. I was freelancing, as in getting paid to write articles for other publications. I was doing student work for at least 10 hours a week. I was spending time with my boyfriend and my friends. I was finding time to eat, time to sleep well. I was finding time to enjoy TV and movies. And I was also running an online magazine that I created myself. And it was called MLTS, which stood for Most Likely to Succeed. You can still find, I think, 3 or maybe 4 of the four total issues that we created on issue.com, issuu.com. And so I was running that magazine while doing all those other things. And that put me in the unique position of having people agree to write for the magazine and its website. It was a quarterly magazine, so we did about 4 issues over the course of a year, starting from junior year into my senior year. And so I would have people, like other journalism students, join the magazine, commit to writing maybe weekly content for the blog or just writing an article for the next issue I was putting together. And then they disappear. And when I would follow up with them, if they were back, it was often like, oh, I'm sorry, I'm busy with midterms or these exams or this or that. They were giving all kinds of excuses, right? So they're going into the whole, I don't have time because blah, 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 blah. And the blah, 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 blahs will kill you, man. They will kill you. They will kill all the joy in your life. They will kill all the things that are important in your life. And I just don't buy that you don't have time. I mean, that might be the very real experience you're having, but that's not actually ultimately true. And I know that because, hello, I've found time to do a lot of different things in my life all at one time. Time, of course, here meaning like simultaneously doing or focusing or making space for multiple things in my life, multiple important things. And that continues today. You know, I run my coaching business, so I make time for coaching calls. I make time for creating content, whether that's live videos, recording podcast episodes like this, or writing content. I find time for creating systems for myself. Like, my whole hashtag biz forward planner came out of me creating a system that I needed for putting my messages out into the world. I make time for my position. It's a virtual position as chief marketing officer of a health tech startup company that I've been working with since my days as a marketing consultant. I also find time to 6 days or so a month work in an office because honestly, it just feels fun. It's convenient. It's literally a 3-minute walk from my apartment, and it gives me structure in my times, right? So all of my other commitments in my life are very fluid. And I mean, even the work in the office is pretty fluid because I manifested it that way. But it does give me a little more structure to my time. I'm usually there on Mondays, like 9 to 5, and then I do some other days throughout the month. And anyway, so I'm doing like all of those things, and I have time for hanging out with my boyfriend, and I have time for doing all of our grocery shopping. I have time for, and actually that might take longer for me than other people because I don't own a car, so I tend to walk to go get my groceries. So I get some exercise in by going to get my groceries. And let's see what else. I mean, the list is, I feel like it's a long list of things I make time for right now in my life, including like the occasional 12-hour sleep. I binge watch a fair amount of TV, actually probably for most people an excessive amount. And I still have times throughout the week where I'm like, all right, what do I do with myself now? Like, I feel like I've accomplished everything I wanted to do in all of the areas. Like, what else could I spend my time on? Because time is so abundant for me. I have so much space in my life. My life is incredibly rich with space and with time. And so I share all of that because I wanted you to get this, get a real sense of like some of the mindset already. You already heard some of my beliefs about time and like managing to make time for all kinds of things. And beyond that, you've also now heard a bit about what it's like in my life, like as a result, like what my life is like as a result of the time abundance mindset that I have. So I have space in my life for so many beautiful things. And I want that for you. So I wanted to share this with you and I will dive a little more before we go into like some of the beliefs that I have around time and space, because they could be affirmations that you practice, ideas you play with throughout the day. And when I tell you in this episode or in any other setting to play with an idea, I literally just mean like periodically think of it. Notice how it feels to you. Let it feel good. And like, let it float on by and go on to something else if you want. Like, it just gets to be this natural playing with of an idea. Like, I do this all the time. And when I play with ideas, that's when they most easily, beautifully, and surprisingly find their way into being for me. So please do that with some of these things and with other things you'll hear from me in other podcast episodes, on Facebook Lives, etc. All right, so sorry, I'm out of, I felt good and then I started recording and I feel all out of breath. So some ideas about time and space that you can play with. Well, I really want you to understand that it's never about making time. I mean, in a sense it is, and that's like a beautiful, it's a good step forward from saying I don't have time. If you stop, you totally, definitely, of course, want to stop saying I don't have time. If you, there's something that comes up that you feel like you don't have time for, start to say instead something like, this doesn't feel like a priority for me and I choose not to make time for it, right? I choose not to find the time for it. And I guess maybe making time is a fair and fine and good way to actually say it. I kind of go back and forth a little bit on that verbiage. But anyway, definitely stop saying I don't have time. Like, I don't think I ever say that unless I'm literally giving an excuse to somebody and I don't know what else. I don't want to say something different because I don't want to hurt their feelings. It's literally been my experience. Like, I only say it when I don't want to hurt somebody's feelings. So you might say instead, like, I have another commitment at that time, or, you know, I have a conflicting commitment. You could say something like that. I mean, that's fair, and it does, I don't think it'll hurt people's feelings. I tend to be a little bit codependent in, like, not wanting to hurt people's feelings, so I expect that more things will hurt people's feelings and probably will. I take a little more responsibility for hurting or potentially hurting people's feelings than I probably need to in my life. But anyway, that's a whole nother thing. So, what else do I want you to play with? All right, so you're going to stop saying, I don't have time. Instead, you might say, it doesn't feel right to make time for this, or it's not a priority for me. It's totally valid to say it's not a priority for you. And that's more direct and clear than most other things you could say. And I think you'll find that most people do appreciate you being direct and clear. Their feelings might be a little bit hurt about it, but, like, generally it's easier to get over that when you know that it's just like, oh, okay. So they do recognize they're just not making this a priority. Like, good. We're on the same page. We can move forward, right? And what else do I want you to realize? So, like, for me, when people say things like, time is a non-renewable resource, or you only have one life, those statements ring completely false for me. Completely false for me. So I want you to breathe into that, because that's really, like, that's huge. Time is such an illusion. That's really the idea you get to play with here. But, like, the way that it affects you is when you really do ultimately believe that time is an illusion, you stop worrying that time is a non-renewable resource. You stop participating in the whole time lack mindset. I have seen so many other coaches and mentors and people in, like, the self-help and personal development world try to use the thing of, like, you only have one life and you only get so much time and all of that to, like, motivate you into action on your dreams and desires. And obviously taking action on your dreams and your desires is important. I fully believe that. But it also needs to come from a place of abundance and safety, like feeling safe to take the action and feeling like you have the space to. Because here's the thing, right? If you're convincing yourself that you need to take the action now because time is a non-renewable resource and there's not a whole lot of time left and all of that, then you're also subconsciously telling yourself, or your subconscious is hearing, that there's really not going to be time for you to enjoy the fruits of your labor. Freaking think about that. If you are literally, like, if your subconscious is literally picking up the message that it's not going to have time to enjoy the fruits of the labor, why the heck is it going to go to all the work to do the labor in the first place, right? So stop with that time lack bullcrap. It's such a detriment to you. Choose instead to be like, I have all the time in the world. I have more than enough time to do everything that's important to me. I have more than enough time to do everything that's a priority for me. And that is true whether I make one thing a priority or 100 things a priority. It is up to me what I make a priority, what I make important, and I will have time for all of those things that I consider important. Literally, this has been my mindset at the most fundamental level. This has been my mindset around time for nearly a decade. And I think it's the like most core and central idea to me enjoying my life. Like, I don't feel pressured. I mean, any pressure that I feel is just like me wanting to achieve a lot, and like that's fine, but it doesn't come from me feeling like I need to achieve a lot in a little bit of time. It's just like I'm excited to be there. I'm excited to be in the energy of having the next thing that I want, the next experience I desire. So, what else do you need to play with beyond that? That really may be all you need to start with for now. I highly encourage you to, if possible, take a day off from all of your external commitments, like all of the things that require you to spend time somewhere else or spend time on things at home or whatever. Like, take a day off if you can. Even take a week off if you can. I mean, if you can take a week off, that's even better. You need to play with the feeling of having an expanse of time. Time to do whatever you want with, and let yourself feel that. Let yourself luxuriate in that. Like, there is so much luxury in that. And you just need to remind yourself of that abundance available to you, the abundance of time that is available to you. So that's my recommendation for you going forward from this episode. Play with some of these ideas and thoughts that I've laid out for you. Play with taking time off from your commitments so you can really see what is important to you, what you want to keep making time for, and that you just genuinely do have an abundance of time and space in your life. So go forward with all of that. I would love to hear from you about how that's going. You can find me on social media, Rosella LaFever. I'm pretty much the only one out there. And let me know how it's going, and return for another episode soon.